This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, I love watching Democrats and their so-called optimism. I'm on the Daily Kos's website, and it's dated October 13th. I don't normally go there, but I saw an article called Blue Wave Denial Syndrome.
Blue Wave Denial Syndrome.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Blue Wave Denial Syndrome. And here's some of the things on the side. The Senate is out of reach. Bullcrap. Use a different name. Different word, rather. Here's WAPO. Democrats now plus 13 among likely voters in generic House poll. And other good news. Blue wave denial syndrome. And so this is the setup. This is a leftist website. And they say that there's a blue wave denial. And I want to address it. Here's what it, how it reads. It's spreading in the aftermath of the recent tortured and untimely death of advising consent in the U.S. Senate. Some stories are by someone with a deadline looking for a soundbite. Now, I'm going to give you the rags, the media outlets that said this, and you tell me if they have any skin in the game in helping us. So the first one is Vanity Fair. And here's what they say. The Kavanaugh debate has dropped a political hand grenade into the middle of an electorate that has been largely locked in Democrats' favor for the past 6 months. Former Mitch McConnell aide Josh Holmes told Axios, private polling shows the enthusiasm shift is unmistakable. This is Vanity Fair writing about the lack of a blue wave. Now, here's the next one. They say others are just trying to make a better horse race tale. This Jim tries reading the tea leaves of the top lines of past elections. And this is from, get it, CNBC. Heading into the final weeks of the campaign, the latest generic congressional poll show an average spread of more than 7 points, according to Real Clear Politics. That's a solid lead. But it has faded in recent weeks, and it may not be wide enough to bring about the kind of blue wave Democrats are hoping for. Now, that's not a pessimistic. That's saying, look, it's down. This is what Real Clear Politics says, and it could be shrinking. It might not be enough. But this guy's like, oh, look at this. They're talking about, oh, this is bad news. Okay, I continue. So they go on. Some are friends of Democrats worried about, get this, slackers on our side, figuring the job is almost done and heading for the House before the barn gets raised. Until the job is done, though, the whole thing can still fall down. Now then they quote CBS. CBS is quote, blue wave is far from certain. Now the article continues. By all means, allow such ideas to goad you to do ever more of whatever you are doing to help Democrats. But for those of you prone to melancholy about fading Democratic prospects next month, and I know you're out there, please consider some important truths. Gerrymandering has unintended consequences. That's number one. Lots of Republicans have little experience campaigning for general election. For years, Democrats have done a poor job of fielding serious candidates in presumptively safe GOP districts. As a result, many Republicans in Congress haven't faced serious opponents in November since their first election. Campaigning is a skill. Some politicians are better than others. Like all skills, practice it, experience it, hone it, and refine it. Our candidates are first-timers too, mostly, but that just means that the playing field is somewhat more level. They say that our candidates are younger, less male, running against a bunch of old lazy men. That's what they say. That's their first bullet point for saying, here's why we have a chance to win. Then they said, PAC and dirty money have unintended consequences. Republicans have become real junkies for this funding. It saps them of the will to build other resources of campaign money, like individual donations from well-motivated donors, etc. I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but they're saying that the PAC money's made us lazy. Now, the third bullet point. Unresponsive and worse, oppressive governance has unintended consequences. Republican governance has left vast swaths of Americans without many of the basic constituents of general welfare suffering, various nutritional, medical, educational, employment, and social deficiencies. I'm not going to read any more. I'm going to let you think about that for just a second. They're saying that we have neglected the people so bad that, you know, they don't have all the basic things of life. And finally, they say American Democrats have nominated a slate nationwide that on average is the least white, least male, least religious in outlook, and most progressive in national history. Those are the things that they say. So here's what they said. So quit worrying. Keep working, and go TV. I don't know what go TV is. I guess it's some TV thing that they've got where they're pushing out their agenda. Now, I could pick apart any of these. Let me ask you, first of all, do you think we're lazy conservatives? Contact me. Let me know. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Are we lazy? When think about every rally that Trump has, what it takes to get 10,000, 15,000 people more off their butts to get out, knowing that there's going to be traffic jams and all kinds of things. And you say, I want to go just to be part of that. I want to say I was a part of it. And everywhere Trump goes, it's a sellout. Barack Obama went, it was 700 people at his event. And these were, I don't know, I'm going to bet you it was students or something like this. 700 people. And let him go somewhere else and do another. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are about to start their tour in Las Vegas in a 5,200-seat theater. I heard that the average ticket, that the ticket price to get in is in like $50 range. They got to get 50-something, 5,200 people in at $50, give or take. At least that's a starting ticket, and I'm sure it goes up. Watch what happens. See if that thing is full. Watch how fast. They're optimistic, saying it'll go into 2019. Okay, let's see what happens. Now, Donald Trump could fill it. He could fill it for $250. I bet you Donald Trump could fill a theater in practically any city for well over the $50. I mean, I'm talking lots of dollars. And the ticket price could go up to $1,000 or more if you got to go backstage and hang out with Trump. Rock star status. But they ignore it. Now, do you believe that the general population is going to believe that Donald Trump has neglected them when they got the fattest paychecks they've had in decades? This is crazy. Anyway, there's a lot of crazy we're going to be talking about today. Hang in there. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I would hate to be a Democrat in the era of Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. And I say that because you can't rationalize being a Democrat in the time of Trump. Let's just play it out. November 7th, you're hating Donald Trump. November the 8th, you get just a kick in the gut. Donald Trump becomes president. It's against everything you think should be right in the world, blah, blah, blah. And then the first thing he said he was going to do was save Carrier. Barack Obama mocked him, and he saved it easy. Since then, he's created over 3.5 million jobs. In the same time frame that Barack Obama lost over 4 million. Just look at the differential. Stock market at a high, which I don't rate anything on that, but it's a good indicator. Unemployment, 5.964 million, below 6 million for the first time since December of 2000. Almost a two decades old number. Job openings, 7.136 million jobs available at the end of office. Highest on record, which was December of 2000. job openings outpacing the number of unemployed for a record high 6 straight months. If you want a job, there's one out there for you. You're getting out of college, go get that job. You're a homemaker and you decide you need a second income, go get that job. Jobs are readily available. There's hardly an industry suffering. I'm shocked Sears had to file bankruptcy, but that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with their model. I've talked about that many times, that Sears should have never allowed a Walmart or an Amazon to exist. Had they not been focusing on the nonsense of business, the capitalist stifling, income stifling areas of business like EEOC crap, and they had said to themselves, we're going to embrace this new technology. We're going to embrace a new model. They already had a similar model to Walmart. They just didn't know it. They stopped innovating because that's what companies did when they got fat, dumb, and happy is what we call it. But they went, they're filing bankruptcy, but they should never have had to. They just didn't know what to do. And that's the problem when you have leadership that doesn't know what to do, when it sees, oh, well, this is the way we've always done it. That's a famous last words of companies that I've worked in that are going to fail. I'm talking about as a management consultant. When I go into a company and they say to me, Kevin, we see that we got to innovate. We've got the same people. They've been here for 30 plus years. We got to get into the real world. What's going on out in the world? I say, you're a company that's ready to get into the next phase and succeed. It's going to be tough, but you can do it. When you get one that says, Kevin, we've always done it this way. When I was a management consultant, you go in and you say, why are you doing this, 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 and the other? Well, you know, it's just the way we've done it. We're a 130-year-old company, Kevin, and we just love the way that we do things. Oh, okay then. You're loving the way you do things right out of business. And I used to keep a list of the companies that have gone out of business, the Burroughs and the, you know, RCAs and the, you know, Packards and, you know, various others. All of them. They're just gone. They're dinosaurs now because they don't know how to adjust. So you know what's happened to government? Donald Trump has said, you guys have always done it the same way. You talk about all these different things you want to do. You talk about tariffs. You do nothing. You talk about trade deals. You do nothing. You talk about holding people responsible. You do nothing. You talk about, how you're going to work with the unions or how you're going to bring businesses back and all that. You talk. And you do absolutely nothing. And you've watched our public, our economy. Forget the economy sounds like, you know, this amorphous thing that just is out there. The economy is built on the backs of people. How productive are you today as an American? We're some of the hardest working people on the planet. I'm not talking about the lefties. I'm talking about the conservatives. We will outwork anybody. I don't know a conservative entrepreneur who's not willing to put 20 hours a day in and still get up and rinse and repeat and do it year after year. I'm one of them. And I know many others. Donald Trump is a rock star, and he's proving to the left that you can change the model. I don't know how you can stay a Democrat. I'm talking about just looking at it philosophically from one guy's point of view, Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, and Donald Trump, the dude who's supposed to be too stupid to take over the presidency, a guy who could do this with losing both his eyes and his sense of hearing, and one arm tied behind his back, and he could still outperform Barack Obama. That's the guy we got elected. How can you possibly not enjoy what you're seeing? Look, I understand it if you go, I don't like his judges. Okay, great. You got some issues there because they're conservative and you're not. What are they going to do to you? Do you really think these judges are going to put gays in prison? They're going to take blacks back to the plantation? What do you think these judges are going to do except make very sane, responsible legislation? They're going to look at the law and they're going to rule on, they're going to put it on a rule of law versus giving us Obamacare that did nothing for us. Is that what you want? We have an opportunity here. So how could you possibly not be a Donald Trump fan? I'm just curious. What an economic outlook. Trump's GDP, they say, will be greater than 4.2% the next quarter. Unemployment down to 3.7%. It's actually too low to measure, to be honest with you. If they really were to tell you the truth, the media, it's too low to measure. Obama said America's new normal GDP would be 1.5%. His average over the 8 years. Donald Trump has doubled Obama's projected new normal, and he's blown it out of the water. We will see 4+ and 5+ GDPs before this man is done. The economic outlook. There's a reason that that's important to him too. Because that economic outlook is it's our biggest weapon. I'm going to talk about that more when I talk about migration, because there's a massive migration headed to the United States right now. So Donald Trump has got all these factors going, and the left is still fighting him. I just want you to understand that. It's mostly around judges. That's what the judges, they're going to take away women's right to choose and all this other stuff. And I've completely debunked that. Women are so not worried about abortion, it's ridiculous. There's 13 different contraceptive methods that didn't even exist when abortion was a main issue. They were barely experimenting with the pill. And now they've got all these methods to keep women from getting pregnant. But abortion's our thing. You can't sell a kidney. You can't sell your body, but you say you're in control of your body. You're not in control of your body. That's an excuse. So what we're witnessing here is Democrats having to come to the realization of how wrong they are. And I want you to understand this, because going into the midterms and the elections beyond the midterms, you're going to have a group of people going into that voting booth and pulling the lever based on exactly what I'm telling you right now, not this philosophical, ideological stuff they want to sell you on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the journalist who was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Pompeo then spoke about the United States' next step.
We just are going to allow the process to move forward, allow the facts to unfold, and as they unfold, as we make a determination for ourselves about what happened there based on the facts that are presented to us, the United States will determine what the appropriate response might be.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also canceled the trip to Saudi Arabia next week. President Trump threatened to order the U.S. military to close the southern border with Mexico. The president made those comments as a caravan of Central American illegal aliens are trying to reach the United States. The National Transportation Safety Board said accidents are up in states where recreational marijuana is now legal. The report also found that more people are being pulled over for drug driving. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked the other day about President Trump's interview on 60 Minutes, and I'm telling you, he worked Leslie Stahl. It was a horrible interview on her part because it wasn't an information-seeking interview. It was more of a, here's the way I think, and why don't you think this way? And what a display of conservatism. What a display of pragmatism that Donald Trump gave to her. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I was looking at an article. The reason why I'm even bringing this back up is because I was so impressed with that interview. I was so impressed that Donald Trump stayed on course. If you understand Trump's speech, he was spot on. It resonated with the average American, and he did not back down. I got to tell you, as a person that does this, that does it day in and day out, that gets tested on my resolve all the time, when I see somebody that goes, look, I don't care what you think. Look, you're not going to change my mind. Look, she asked. So let me just go into some of this article because I can then dissect it a bit more with you. And it's important. And the reason why I'm having another discussion around it is I didn't get a bunch of clips from the show because, well, I probably should because it'll break it up from you hearing my voice all the time. But I didn't, or you guys didn't, so my producers didn't, so there you go. But anyway, it says, Stahl seemed to want to conduct a definitive interview with Trump summarizing his presidency so far. In doing so, she skittered across the map of global and domestic issues, seeming to touch on every topic under the sun from the ultra-current fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi to the more long-range. Questions about, say, North Korea, tariffs on China, climate change, and NATO were met with long outbursts of Trumpian verbiage spilling out so fast they seemed barely able to be edited. What fell away in editing, or what was barely allowed to happen in the time allotted, were many follow-ups. And then, when follow-up questions did happen, they seemed to fall into the interviewer's second trap, trying to crack the code of Donald Trump, human being. I wish you could go to Greenland, Stahl mused in a brief portion of the interview dealing with climate change. Watch these huge chunks of ice falling into the ocean, raising the sea levels. Trump shouted her down, predictably unmoved by Stahl's evident passion about the story, imbued with dread. He won every segment of the interview because he was utterly unable to brook doubt. And at this point, a broadcast dealing with a president who cannot face facts must be armed with real facts of their own. Stahl asked Trump about the scientists who say the effects of climate change are worse than ever, but was unprepared to cite one. Knowing now that the human factor will not work on Trump, a broadcaster should be prepared to cite hard facts in a face-off with the president. So let me stop there for just a second and explain this to the writer. There are no hard facts that support global climate change. She says, if you can only see these big chunks of ice falling into the ocean, What do these people think happens every single year? There's a cold winter comes in and Greenland freezes over. The summer months come and then these big chunks of ice cavitate and crash into the ocean. And then it rinses and repeats every single year. That was Stahl's deal. It's like saying, if you could only see the devastation of a hurricane hitting Florida. And Donald Trump would say, yeah, you mean like what's going to happen next year when a hurricane hits somewhere on the east coast of America? Because guess what? That's what hurricanes do. That's where they are. Now, if you want to talk about the devastation of a hurricane hitting, I don't know, New Mexico, then you got something to talk about. But don't talk to me about weather. The hurricanes are going to hit there. The ice in the Antarctic is going to cavitate into the ocean because that's what it does. And then it's going to refreeze, and we're going to look at the polar ice cap, and they're going to try to fool us by saying, oh, in the summertime, look at how little of the ice cap there is. Really? I'm totally shocked. And the writer continues, not, of course, that those facts will change his mind or even elicit an unexpected answer from the commander-in-chief, but it felt like a missed opportunity that both so many ardent Trump fans and so many in the hazy middle tuned into an interview with the president and found so much of what was to put him phrased in loose conversational terms. I don't even know what he's saying there. He says, if he won't deal with the realities of climate change, presented in this interview only in anecdotal terms of ice and hurricanes and then data never explained for NOAA and NASA, and not the recent catastrophic United Nations report, or of abandoning NATO, the broadcaster should rush in to fill the gap. Now, here's what's interesting about the data that they're talking about for climate change, and I'm going to beat up climate change for as long as people talk about it. It's fake. It's nothing but meteorological data that proves that the Earth is changing all the time. And, oh, by the way, if I were Trump, I'd tell you what, let's talk about the data. Because the data is a bunch of scientists who've been paid off by the previous administration who had an agenda so we could spend trillions of dollars on nothing, on air, on something we have no possibility of influencing or changing. And you say that's data. It was cooked data. It's been described as that. It's been proven to be cooked data. So if you want me to look at data, I'll look at real data. But I'm not going to look at cooked data. I need real information. And here's what I can tell anybody and everybody. There are going to be mudslide storms, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, whatever, all over the world. And they're going to come in the places where they come. Tornadoes generally are going to come through the Bible Belt, because that's where that tornadic action happens. Hurricanes are going to come on the various coastal waters, etc. That's the way it works. Don't try to convince me otherwise. And then I talked about NATO when Trump got on the NATO, and he says, she's talking about, these are our allies and our partners. And Trump's like, look, they're partners, but they got to pay their bills. And then he went on to talk about the EU. But I don't want to go back into that. I want to talk about why Leslie Stahl let Trump win, how he beat her, how he defeated her. He says, so many of Stahl's questions seem premised on the notion that Trump could be brought to reason through earnest questioning that treaded somewhat lightly. But that signaled to viewers at home a certain set of values. This would have been a good playbook for conservative but not category-busting President Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush, perhaps. All players could say their piece and all could go home relatively unscathed. But as Trump was unwilling to play along, the questions got no harder. Late in the interview, Stahl asked Trump what had been the biggest surprise in what he learned as president, a question unworthy of the occasion and of time that might have been spent fleshing out answers elsewhere. The surprise is that politicians are vicious, and the president went on. Trump relentlessly talked over the follow-up to the further question. Here's what he's saying, and it's partially true. Donald Trump said he answered the questions, and she tried to come back with liberal nonsense. He ignored her, and he says, I'm not listening to that. This is my world, and you're going to be a part of it. You gave me the ability to get on your station and say what I want to say, and it became his commercial. He did it exactly the way I would think Trump would do it. He represented us. And this guy's upset because he's going, Leslie Stahl blew it. Anybody that was going to do that interview was going to blow it, because Trump was going to say, I dismiss your nonsense And I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, which is the realities that Americans face every single day that you ignore, you don't want to cover, you are fake news, and I'm glad you gave me the ability to come on here and make you look like a moron, and that's what he did. I loved this interview. Loved it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the condensed version of it, and I watched how masterfully Donald Trump handled Stahl, a very seasoned interviewer. I met Leslie Stahl years ago. Thought highly of her, you know, just in so many ways. But in this interview, I watched that leftist dogma come out. These weren't questions to get answers. These were questions to see if you could, who was going to leave influencing the other. And let me tell you, Trump worked 60 Minutes, CBS, like a Stradivarius, you know, being played by a master musician. He said this: by pushing through questions and by capitalizing on an interview approach seeking to synthesize his entire presidency into two segments of television, Trump effectively converted 60 Minutes into a short rally. He did. He reached an entirely new audience. He used 60 Minutes to do it. And you know what? I didn't look at any of the other news, but you can bet they're talking about this. Leslie Stahl should have done this. You should have done that. And they're going to be reinforcing, explaining to people how Trump beat her the same way I'm talking about it now. The guy says, there are those who will see his rants as worthy, those who will loathe them. Whatever unity can be made to exist by the president exists only within those two camps. That 60 Minutes went looking for something greater is more proof then viewers needed that their approach to the president left them unmatched. I mean, those are strong words from an obvious leftist. Let me tell you why Leslie Stahl couldn't beat Trump on any of the issues. Trump knows exactly what he wants to do. He doesn't care about polls. And Donald Trump was like, look, you can talk all you want. At one point, he even told Leslie, he's like, look, whether it was climate change or how he's dealing with China, he's like, look, what are you kidding me? We have much more firepower with China. And she mentioned, well, you've negotiated trade deals with Mexico and Canada. And he goes, and South Korea. So Trump did, I mean, he was so Trumpian. Check it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a migrant horde coming to America, and I don't know where this thing came from. So, I mean, I do know the origin of the country. I'm saying Honduras, but what precipitated it? But it's on its way, and we've been warned that it's coming. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. We've been warned. We got an understanding of, hey, this is what, you know, is coming your way. And there's nothing you can do about it. It always cracks me up. You're going to come across, you know, Central America, come to our shores, you know, our border, and we're supposed to just take it. Is that what you think? I mean, if I was President Trump, I'd say there's going to be an army waiting for you. who's going to turn you around. We'll be got up and down this border. We will protect our border. Till this fence gets built, we will protect this border. The nerve of people. And see, it's been lax for so long under baby black Jesus and that administration that they just, people come over here and go, hey, they're going to take us in. If there's enough of us, we'll just make a run. Make a run for the border isn't just a Taco Bell commercial. A Taco Bell commercial. It's not. Make a run for the border is what these Hispanics do. They make a run for the border. They come in such mass numbers, you can't take them all. Anyway, I've predicted, and you guys know this, I talked about it earlier when I talked about the economy, but I said I predicted how Trump was going to solve America's problems. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm one of these guys that will rub it in your face and go, I told you what I tell you. Yeah, look here, what up? I'm that dude because I told everybody. And I like watching the future happen. So Barack Obama, there were 68,000 kids at one point, 68,000 that ascended on our border. Barack Obama effectively invited them to come. They took these kids and they scattered them all across the America. Wouldn't even tell people where they were. Now, I don't know whether it's sex trafficking or whatever, but if Trump had done something like that, I guarantee you they would say it was a Russian-oriented thing and he's got them, you know, working in brothels or something. But Barack Obama does it. We don't even know where these kids are. Sprinkle them out there. 64,000, 68,000 new voters. Because, you know, it's been years. Donald Trump is not going to let this happen. They're testing him all the time. He wields the biggest weapon in world history. And despite our impressive military, whom I have the utmost respect for, that weapon doesn't hold a candle to the real power of America. And that is our massive economy by way of you. That's what's our biggest weapon. And Obama did everything he could to bankrupt our economy under the guise of helping. He failed to accomplish it. Let me tell you what his deal was. Barack Obama ran up massive debt. He ran up a deficit. And then he said, I'm going to print money and run up a massive debt, and I'm going to put that money into the economy in useless stuff, and people are going to be happy because the poor, the least productive among us, are going to be getting this money, and it'll look like I'm saving the economy, but in fact, I'm lowering it. So we lowered our bond rating. Our GDP dropped. I talked about it earlier. Barack Obama was lucky. He averaged 1.5 GDP growth his entire time. That's a cab driver could have done that. And so he did. He made it appear as though he was doing everything, but we got massive deficits. He doubled the debt. He moved all of our manufacturing, which is our core stuff. And I'm not talking about making trinkets. I'm talking about manufacturing of our steel, aluminum, other and precious metals and things like this, lead, all of it dead, deader than disco. Moved it all off. Convinced us that's the only way it's going to work is if we let other people do it for less money, raised our wages, continued trying to shoot for, you know, $12 minimum, $15 minimum wage, knowing that we had nothing but menial jobs left, so we were all going to be poor. That, play it out any way you want. Don't believe me. Play the scenario out. See where you end up. So that's what Obama was trying to do. Bankrupt us. For those keeping score, Barack Obama's getting 1.5 GDP. Trump easily averages 3. He's doubled it in less than 2 years. He's no longer doing quantitative easing either. He's not printing money to make it happen. He's actually bringing jobs back. You can't even measure the level of unemployment. We are beyond equilibrium. More jobs being created than we can fill. That's where this economy is. Now, they say Trump's latest GDP is going to be 4.2%. Don't be surprised if it hits that, gets revised to 4.4, and then the next time it hits 5. Donald Trump knows how to run an economy. He focuses on an economy because he understands it is undoubtedly our best weapon. There is no better weapon we wield. Nobody really wants to kill you when you're their client. They may want to, but people are going to go, hey, listen, Abdul, enough. They buy stuff from us. They buy all the time. All the time. Their checks are always cash. Leave it alone. They ship cash sometimes. No, don't bother them. Go find someone else. So we're immune as long as we're building. And by the way, it's not done selfishly. We want to have good trade partners. We want to help you grow. We want you to find products that we want from you to buy. So we even it out. Everything evens out. And we'll even do a little more because we got a little more. But we're not going to let you take advantage of us. Trump is growing America's best weapon. And so when they were talking about this massive horde that was coming over, that we were going to be overrun by, you know, started out with hundreds, now it's thousands of Hondurans, Donald Trump threw down the economic gauntlet. And here's what Breitbart reported. They said, President Donald Trump threatened to halt federal aid to Honduras in response to a caravan of migrants making its way to the United States to claim asylum. The United States has strongly informed the president of Honduras that if the large caravan of people headed to the United States is not stopped and brought back to Honduras, no more money or aid will be given to Honduras, effective immediately. That's what he tweeted. Now, for those of you who say, you know, President Trump, he should leave Twitter alone. He needs to stop tweeting. He didn't go through Congress. He didn't wait on the media. Trump generated his own media, and he said from the horse's tweet, if you don't turn him around, you're going to lose money from us. That's what they got. Now, my question to you is, do you think the Honduras government got that tweet? Do you think they went, you know, we probably ought to reconsider having these people there? I bet you these guys got buses on the way. They made a call to Mexico and said, hey, look, stop them there. We will send buses. We will get them and send them home. Do not let them through your country. I don't know maybe they did nothing. Anybody know how much money we send to Honduras? Maybe you can look it up during the break. Here's what they say. Caravan of Hondurans is already crossing to Guatemala, increasing in size as the group grew from 160 to an estimated 2,000. This is according to AP. They began traveling from Honduras after Vice President Mike Pence urged governments of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala to keep their citizens in place. Tell your people, don't bring your families, don't put your families at risk by taking a dangerous journey north in an attempt to enter the United States illegally. He said it in a speech in D.C. Now, people apparently in Honduras went, oh, we'll show him who's the boss. We'll come there and we'll invade like nobody's business, man. You watch what we do. I don't know what they're doing, but see, we'll take asylum if they, I'm in danger and things like this. But it's a complicated thing, and they know our system can't really handle it in mass like that. So that's what they do. They take advantage of it. And Trump did it the right way. You want these people to have asylum? No problem. You're just going to stop getting money. Why are we sending you money to keep your people stable, to keep them home, and then they end up here? We'll just keep it, and we're still going to reject them. You're going to get a lot of them back anyway. Let me put it to you this way. There is no asylum problem in the world is dealing with America. Not one country is dealing with an asylum problem from us. So why is it that we have to accept everybody else's problems? Particularly when we're donating massive amounts of money to help stabilize their economies and their governments. It would be different if we were just wringing our hands and going, hey, not my problem, but we're doing stuff. So we can't be sending you money and taking your problems, because that would be stupid. And Donald Trump gets that. I want to see what Mexico does. Is Mexico going to do the right thing? Because they just got a newly minted relationship with us in trade. What are they going to do? Does anybody think President Trump got on the phone and said, hey, you better not have a bunch of Hondurans on our border that have traveled through your country?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.